Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read a little bit of a longer passage of scripture, Hosea chapter 14, verses 4 through 7, and talk to you about blessings that God has for healed backsliders. Here we go, Hosea chapter 14, starting at verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread. His beauty shall be like an olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Throughout the book of Hosea, God spoke to a backslidden Israel. Here at the end, God made a great promise. He said, I will heal their backsliding. God saw that Israel was bent on backsliding from him. That's back in Hosea chapter 11, verse 7. But he promised to heal the backsliding of a repentant Israel. Not because Israel deserved it, but because it's in his nature to love his people freely. This promise is compassionate. God looks on our backsliding more like a disease than a crime. He did not say, I will pardon their backsliding. It's as if God sees his poor, weak people and remembers that they're only dust and they fall prey easily to 100 temptations and they very quickly go astray. This promise is also certain. I will heal their backsliding is a definite word. God didn't say, I might heal, or I could heal, or I can try to heal, but he said with certainty, I will heal their backsliding. If we come to God for the healing of our backsliding, he will do it. This word is personal. God says, I will heal their backsliding. That speaks of specific people. God addressed them personally. We have to come to the great physician and say, heal my backsliding. I want to be one of their. Look, Lord, if you're going to say you're going to heal their backsliding, count me among the their. To get the healing, you have to count yourself among the backsliders. But then again, this word is powerful. God says, I will heal their backsliding. He doesn't mean a little healing or a partial healing. He intends to do a great, complete restoration. This passage shows us all that is restored when we turn to the Lord from our season is backsliding. Growth is restored. It says he shall grow. Beauty is restored. It says he shall grow like the lily, which is a beautiful flower. Strength is restored. It says he'll lengthen his roots like Lebanon. Value is restored. It says his beauty shall be like an olive tree. Delight is restored. His fragrance will be like Lebanon. And abundance is restored. It says, revived like grain, grow like the vine, scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. That's abundance. Best of all, the promise of restoration means that the formerly backslidden one will become a blessing to others. It says, his branches will spread. That suggests a broad tree that provides fruit, shade, and shelter to others. When God restores his people, they then become a blessing to others. Don't let the cancer of a backslidden relationship with God nibble away at your strength. Take him up on his gracious and generous promise of restoration. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.